Hey, what's up, everybody? Welcome back to Negro Please Radio. I'm your host, Chris Allen. How's everybody doing? I'm back. Hope everybody's doing well. I've been sick, and I'm sorry. But I'm back, everybody. And as always, off the top, I want to take the time out to thank each and every last one of you guys for tuning in to my podcast. I appreciate it. I really do. So please tell a friend, tell a coworker, tell an enemy, your boss, somebody, help me grow this thing. Gonna jump off immediately with my milestone. Not a big milestone, but it was a fun one for me. For those who don't know, I have a 4.5-year-old son. His name is Miles. So every week I do a milestone, and he's a really, really picky eater. I kind of feel like that's our fault. I think we introduced him to table food slightly later than we should have, so he doesn't have a very open palate. I mean, he's 4. He doesn't like cookies, cake, ice cream. I mean, nothing like that. So it's to the point where we even tried to like inject junk food into his diet just so we can get him to eat different things. But he likes to eat fairly healthy. But anyway, sorry, I digress. So I finally got him to try some gummy bears. That's right, like the traditional old school Haribo gummy bears. And he liked them. And it was just fun, man, sitting there with my little boy in the TV room, just destroying a bag of gummy bears together. So it was a fun moment. I know y'all probably like, that's dumb. But it was fun, man. I'm sitting there with my little boy. I mean, just an entire bag of gummy bears. So I definitely enjoyed it because I'm way too fat to be doing that. Way too fat. I guess that would be a good segue. I went down to the Cape Fear Comedy Festival a couple of weeks ago with my buddy Doug Key and another friend of mine, Naomi Caravani. And one morning I came back. One night we got back from doing the show. It was just pretty late. And it was just a long, hot night, like physically hot. And I was like, I got to take a shower before I go to bed. And I caught a glimpse of my gut in a mirror. It was not pretty, people. I mean, I looked like a shaved. It looked like somebody took a belly off a silverback and just put it on me. It was so bad. You ever see like a moose's nose? Like if somebody just chopped off a moose's nose. And it's how it's got that little dip in the front and then the nostril holes. That's what my gut looked like. It looked like a silverback gut or a blown up fucking moose nose. It's bad. It's out of control. I got to stop this. I just saw my boy Seven lost 60 pounds. My boy Tony just lost 40. I got to lose like 40 or 50. I'm sliding into 40 here, and it's not looking good. I'm looking like CC Sabathia, the pitcher from the Yankees. I'm like 1,000 CC Sabathia. It's not pretty. It's not pretty, folks. I gotta get on this low carb diet and just start hitting the cardio and lifting weights. I know for me, it takes about 10 days for me to like. Of doing a really strict regimen, then I'm in there. And I was about a week in of doing well. I mean, I was no bread, no pasta, no liquor, no alcohol at all. And I got sick and I couldn't go. And I was working, I was doing these little CrossFit workouts. I was hitting it. I was doing well. I got sick Memorial Day weekend, and I just really couldn't work out. I didn't want to be the dude at the gym just coughing on shit and just being just gross at the gym, and I couldn't do anything. And I made ribs and potato and macaroni salad and barbecue chicken, and it's just been a shit show the last week. But I got to get back on it, man. The Cape Fear Comedy Festival was fun. I've done it 3 years. I think that's probably my last time doing it. I think uh, I, I think uh, I think I've had my run there with that. It's been fun, but I think it's time to move on to something different. But, you know, no disrespect to those guys. But sometimes, you know, when it's time to, like, all right, I think this is something that was better for me a few years ago, and now it's not as rewarding. But I always have fun. So, yeah, we get down there Wednesday, man. We'll pick up Doug here the night before he comes to the house. Have some steaks, get up next morning, pick up Naomi Caravani from the Richmond train station, head down and get to the Airbnb. It's real nice Airbnb. I love doing Airbnb, man. But it's, when you think about it, it's so scary. It's terrifying. The woman that we stayed with, this tiny redhead white lady, she works for the local news down there. And it's just like, she was giving us the tour of the place and like, Doug and I are standing there with her, and she's probably like 5'5". I'm 6'2", and I had 6'2-ish. Doug is like 6 feet, and we're like staring down at this lady, and I'm thinking like, this is really dangerous for this lady. I don't know why I thought about it right then and there as I'm standing in this woman's house with her, but I was like, this is pretty scary. She's putting a lot of trust in us. I guess being married and you know, having sisters and stuff, I'm like, here's two big grown-ass men in this woman's house. She doesn't know us. And if we were, like, just weird, creepy, or just criminal guys, that could have been the end of that lady. That's so terrifying that she's letting two just grown men just sleep in her house. So scary, man. I guess that's the beauty about living in a society is that you have that social contract that, you know, like, hey, you want murder or rape me. So it's scary, man, that I couldn't imagine my wife being like a single woman and just living in this house. It's like, oh yeah, I got a spare bedroom and just letting some random person in that house and just sleeping while someone down the hall that you don't even know. It's terrifying. But sorry, I didn't mean to digress into all that, but great place. Newly renovated. It's like I was kind of nervous, I can't lie, because it was like one of those old historic houses. It is the South. It is like a slave city down there. And I was like, man, I hope there's no dead slave fucking ghost in this house, or some little kid got murdered in 1803 and he just still can't, you know, just leave. The spirit won't leave the house. I was just like, ugh. But it was nice. It was nicely renovated. The bathroom was really cool, and she kept it was real clean and comfortable. So we had a good time at the Airbnb. I had a couple bad experiences there, but that was pretty cool and wasn't too far from all the shows. It was like I think it was like $4.60 to Uber back and forth downtown. So not too bad. Shows we had fun shows. The one night I got to open for Piff the Magic Dragon. I gotta be honest, I didn't stay around to watch that magic show at all. He just kind of seemed like a diva. You know, they were like, oh, don't talk to him before the show, but if you want to go get an autograph from him afterwards to take a picture, you gotta wait. And I'm like, nah, I'm cool. So we did the show at the theater there. And that is something that is a huge accomplishment for me, because I remember going there the first year and going to watch some of the, you know, more seasoned comics get to work the, it used to be called City Stage, but I guess it's called the Rooftop now. City Stage is an old, old theater on the top building, top floor of this really old building in historic Wilmington. But now, you know, getting to do shows in that room was pretty cool, because I just remember being, you know, a comic maybe 4 or 5 years ago and getting there and seeing the comics getting to perform on those bigger, more packed shows and hoping that one day that could be me. And there I was a few years later, boom, doing like the huge main stage room. And it was a lot of fun. I did another show called Stone Cold Sober where somebody came high. Obviously, that was not me. And then somebody came drunk and somebody just came sober. I said, fuck it. Me and Doug did drunk and I think I probably had about 7 or 8 shots of whiskey that night. I had 2 double Jamesons and I had like 3 bottles, like shooter bottles of Evan Williams. I was pretty lit. And so was Doug. He was on the other team. Basically, they had two teams of three, and you kind of went up against each other. The audience didn't know which team was which, and they voted, and then whoever won two out of three, that team moved on. I kind of won the round against Doug, but his team won, and then he went on to the finals. But that was fun, and I actually called that night an early night, man, because I didn't really eat much that day, and then drinking all that liquor and having to eat right after to kind of sober up just really killed me. I actually fooled myself. I was like, I'm just going to go back to the room. I'm going to lay down. Maybe take a shower and I'll come back out. I was done. I think I was in by 10. And most nights we were probably in around 2 or 3. But we had a great time, man. Took Doug down to the beach. I'm not a beach guy. Again, you heard about my belly. This is a shirt on at the beach in the water kind of situation going on here. So I'm not really a beach guy. I can't really relax. I'm too self-conscious. And I didn't have fun at the beach. But we went down there. It's just cool seeing the water and people having a good time. And, you know, just young people being all fucking hot and fit and loving their lives. And I'm like, fuck you. You too one day will meet a woman that you love and end up buying 30 packs of Milwaukee's Best every weekend, eating packs of bratwurst by yourself for months and just packing on 60, 70 pounds, and then fighting the next 15 years to get it off. So, had a great time down there, man. Had a lot of fun. So, shout out to everybody, Timmy Sherrill and Amy Elfer's down there for letting us come down there. It's fun, man. If you're in this area or you're ever in North Carolina, why did I say that? If you're ever in the North Carolina, I say over here. If you're ever in the North Carolina area and you like the Cape Fear area, Wilmington, great town. A lot of different scenes there. They got the beach scene. They got the hipster scene. They got the country scene. It's just a fun town, man. A lot of cool little restaurants and bars and food and stuff. So diners. So a lot of history there. So check it out. Yeah. So that was my trip. What else did I want to mention? Can't wait for Miles to start kindergarten. That's like $600 a month in my pocket, man. I can't believe my little boy is starting kindergarten. It's going to be fun. Oh, man, he did some shit the other day. I'm like, this is like some creepy horror movie kid shit. He was in the kitchen. He's in the dining room eating. And he goes, hey, Dad, I'm not afraid of the green guy. I'm like, who's the green guy? He's like, it's just my friend. And I'm thinking like, what the fuck is going on? Because once I heard that, I was like, I can see this is like a trailer for a fucking demon horror movie. Yeah, I know what I'm talking about. How like, you know those trailers. Where like some kid is like playing in the room and the parent hears the kids laughing and talking to somebody and they walk in like, hey, buddy, who are you talking to? It's like, oh, it's just the green guy. And the parent kind of laughs a lot like, who's the green guy? He's my friend. And they like kind of point and it just shows the shades on the window. I don't see anybody. Well, he's right there. You can't see him. That's all I saw in my head was just like. And then next thing you know, it's just like, hey, Dad, the green guy said that he wasn't happy when he lived here. And it's just some weird shit. And it's just like, honey, has Miles talked to you about the green guy? Oh, yeah, it's just a friend. I don't think we should worry about it. And then next thing you know, it's all this weird shit happening in the house. And I'm getting scared and paranoid, you know. In my mind, but outwardly, I'm like, there's no such thing as a green guy. And then there's that one scene that they always do in these trailers, especially to the person who doesn't believe, where they're like in the bathroom, looking at their medicine cabinet, right? So you can see the reflection. Then they go in there, they get out like a Q-tip or something like that. Then they close the mirror and they drop whatever they got out of there and they look down and then the reflection shows like the green man and then it cuts to like coming in December 2019. That shit, that's what I saw in my head. So I don't like this green guy shit. I know I'm probably tripping, but I'm a very, very scary person. I don't believe in that shit, but I respect it. And ghosts and all that is just terrifying to me. I'm still getting over this allergy shit, man. Oh, I guess, you know what? I'll save that for the next one. I'll save that one because I could probably talk about that for 20 minutes. And I'll probably do that anyway. I'll save that. I'll save that. I like the fact that Donald Trump tweeted that Covfefe shit. I thought people kind of had fun with it. I know people were getting tired of it, but it didn't mean shit. And that's what I feel bad for that dude, Sean Spicer, when he goes out there and he talks to people and they go, what's up with the Covfefe? What is that? And he's such, I hate to be like this, but that dude, man, he's such a weak fucking loser. I can tell that, and I could be wrong, but this is my assessment of him. Just looking at him, how he handles that job, how he carries himself, his body language, how frustrated he gets. He's never been a cool guy at all. He's just kind of been like a smart dude, but not very bright. Never really had a lot of friends. And like, this is the first time in his life that people actually want to talk to him and he has some like real power. And he doesn't know how to deal with it at all. He kind of likes it. And he's so weird. He doesn't even really know how to like abuse it. You know? Like he couldn't even admit. He just couldn't even come out and say when they were like, hey, what does Covfefe mean? The president, there's a group of people, a small group of people, they know what he meant. You can't even say it was a typo, and it's kind of funny to see everybody jumping on this word like it means nothing. It was a typo. Just get over it. That's just a typo, man. He had to go, no, him and a small group of people know what it means. It don't mean shit. It doesn't mean anything. And the fact that he has to go out there every day and defend a dude that wouldn't even let him meet the Pope and he know that this dude is Catholic. What a pussy. I couldn't imagine having to work for somebody like that. Where they don't respect you to that level. Well, he's a president. He could have got you in and just to say, hey, this is Sean Spicer. He wanted to say what's up. He's a devout Catholic. Boom, done. All right, don't try to talk to him. You know, hey, Sean, be cool. Just shake his hand. Say, nice to meet you. Yeah, excellent. And just get out of here. He wouldn't even let him in the room. He wouldn't even let him in the room. That's some fucking manipulative, like, ball shit right there. That's some pimp shit. And then he knows that this dude has to go out the next day, day after day, and just defend the shit that's leaking out of the White House. And he does it. And he just takes it. And he goes out there and he just takes a beating from the media. And you see how he just runs out when they want to talk to him the most. He just bails. He likes it. He likes that attention. That's the only time that people want to talk to that dude. That's the only time. He has no type of cool. He just gets so frustrated. He's not used to it. It's sad to see somebody flounder like that. That could be such I can't say a cake job. If you know your shit, you don't know how to misdirect anything, make people. And he makes the worst jokes. No one laughs. He wants to act like they're all his friend. They're not. They don't like him. I would just quit. I'll just trash that dude. There was something else. I think I want to try to go see Wonder Woman this weekend. Shout out to the all-female screening. I don't have a problem with the all-female screening of that movie at all. It's just the fact that the people that want that also say that there's no such thing as gender. It's just a social construct that's been created. Then why are you having an all-female screening? What about men that identify as women? Are they allowed to go? It's just like they've opened a can of worms that they probably don't really want to open at all. But personally, don't care. It's their company. They can do whatever. But I just think that's the funny part. It's just like, oh, this is for women only. But don't forget, there's no such thing as a woman. Yep. That was a weak ending to a mediocre podcast. So there's the show. That's the show. follow me on Instagram and Twitter @ChrisAllenComedy. Peace out, everybody. Talk to you later.